Blessings promised to those who abide in Christ, October 25. The merciful shall have mercy. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy, Matthew 5, 7. The heart of man is by nature cold and dark and unloving. Whenever one manifests a spirit of mercy and forgiveness, he does it not of himself, but through the influence of the divine spirit moving upon his heart. We love because he first loved us. God is himself the source of all mercy. His name is merciful and gracious. He does not treat us according to our desert. He does not ask if we are worthy of his love, but he pours upon us the riches of his love to make us worthy. He is not vindictive. He seeks not to punish, but to redeem. Even the severity which he manifests through his providences is manifested for the salvation of the wayward. He yearns with intense desire to relieve the woes of men. All whose hearts are in sympathy with a heart of infinite love will seek to reclaim and not to condemn. Christ dwelling in the soul is a spring that never runs dry. Where he abides, there will be an overflowing of beneficence. To the appeal of the erring, the tempted, the wretched, victims of want and sin, the Christian does not ask, are they worthy, but how can I benefit them? In the most wretched, the most debased, he sees souls whom Christ died to save. The merciful are those who manifest compassion to the poor, the suffering, and the oppressed. He who has given his life to God in ministry to his children is linked with him who has all the resources of the universe at his command. His life is bound up by the golden chain of the immutable promises with the life of God. The Lord will not fail him in the hour of suffering and need. My God shall supply all your need according his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And in the hour of final need, the merciful shall find refuge in the mercy of the compassionate Savior and shall be received into everlasting habitations.